And we're talking about all manner of advanced systems, machines that are acting in the physical world. That is the big revolution in the coming years. Advanced systems that operate on our roads, in our factories, in our homes, in our hospitals, and even in our bodies. The catch-all phrase for that is increasingly becoming cyber-physical systems, but you've probably seen any of these phrases and many more to describe some of these technologies. And the reality is that this physical world in which they are going to operate is already dangerous. Do not spend too much time looking at this, because if you can read it, it will depress you. This is all of the ways that people die when they do not want to. And there are any number of very tragic ways. The upshot is that the world is dangerous. It includes each year in the United States alone some 5,000 workplace injury deaths, 20,000 home injury deaths. A lot of these are slip and falls or accidental poisonings. What will likely reach 40,000 traffic deaths next year. It was down to a low of 30,000. As we drive more again, and as we drive more distractedly, that is rapidly going up. And some 100,000, maybe even up to 440,000 medical error deaths. A hospital isn't just the most dangerous place to be because you're already injured. In many cases, medical errors are contributing to death. So these cyber-physical systems are in some way a potential response to some of these fatality and injury statistics, perhaps by automating certain processes that today introduce the possibility of human error. Some of that human error can be reduced and the world can become safer. That is at least the hope.